don't believe in fancy clothes. I don't believe in fancy clothes, but I believe in Robbie Rose. I don't whimper over forgotten woes, but will occasionally pick my nose.
I told you.
What?
I told you. Don't start with me this morning.
What? Don't start
no perversions with me. I got guns loaded, Jack.
Hey, Robbie.
I'd be down there at a heartbeat.
I might just tell him about the first time we met today.
Oh, come on. Come on. You done told him too much.
Well, I just might tell him.
Aunt Louise is sick. She wants to know what is.
Really?
I told her it's a high-powered water pick. Knock your teeth out. I think I'm over to downtown there, and traffic is doing good. It's under control.
All right, buddy.
The boat ain't been hit in 6 days.
I guess I shouldn't really tell them the story about how we met.
So
long ago.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Okay, I ain't messing around now. You go ahead and start running your mouth.
I'll be good.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'll be real good.
I'll be there real quick now. You go ahead and mess up.
All right. Yeah, Jim Croce knows. Hey, Jim, remember that time me and Robbie met?
Woo!
Yeah. It was something, buddy. It's bad Leroy Brown. Okay, we're going to go south of the border. I think I know where one Corona de Vega is, and with your help, I think we can vector ourselves in on them.
Oh, it's a desolate-looking area.
Isn't it desolate down here in Mexico?
It just looks like no life nowhere.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at that. What's that down there?
I don't know.
It's a woman, I think.
Looks like a pregnant woman.
Hey, wait a minute. She's waving us. I think she needs help, Robbie.
She must be in trouble. You all going to drop the hook?
Drop the hook, buddy. All right, let's go down and get her. I'll handle this, Robbie. Señorita, siéntese, por favor. ¿Qué pasa? Robbie, she says she needs to go to the hospital. She's going to have her baby anytime.
No, you're kidding me.
Yep,
not in the airplane.
She says the pains are coming every 30 seconds.
Oh, God, not in the airplane. I messed up my velour seat.
Now, wait a minute. Señorita, lie down, por favor.
Yeah, tell her to take it easy. We can't be having no babies in the airplane.
You can't tell a baby to take it easy, Robbie. Look at this dilation here. Robbie, I think this lady's going to have the baby at any time. Now, you keep this thing straight and level.
Ugly thing.
All right, now. All right, Señorita, now you just take it easy. I'm here with you. Push now. Push.
Okay, Dolor.
All right, it'll get easier now, darling. Push. Push. Robbie, hold the plane steady for crying out loud.
God.
Push, darling. Push. That's it.
Señor, por favor, que dolor.
All right, I know it hurts, but push. Come on, Robbie, help me with it.
Push, woman, push.
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 Push. Press. Come on.
Press.
Oh, wait, here comes the baby.
Oh.
Here comes it. There it is.
Ooh.
Man, this is the weirdest looking baby.
Great man, that baby ain't got no eyes, no mouth.
Wait a minute. This ain't a baby.
What name?
The woman just took a big BM.
Oh. Baby. Come on, baby. You're so sweet, my sweet Esmeralda. Esmeralda, I love you. Oh, don't play with me, baby.
Sandy Esmeralda. Whoa. Yeah. and please don't let me be misunderstood. It's 18 minutes before 8 here at the Big A with the grease window. The lighter that you came by, this is the big half hour. Well, you're just seconds away, just minutes away from the answer that could be the biggest of the contest. So stand by. I'll be reading that shortly. And I got one of my favorite high steppers on the line all the way from Savannah. She's dialing me up, paying at long-distance rate. Sorry we didn't get the hobble to guy last time you was in town, darling. But, hey, you brought Chauncey with you anyway, so we couldn't have even if we had the chance.
No, we'll leave Chauncey home next time.
Next time you leave Chauncey at home, and you and me will hobble to gee. Maybe I can even bring Robbie Rose if you feel like a tag team.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that?
Sweetheart.
He is a sweetheart. You love him.
He's so cute. Did you tell him I said hello this morning?
Have you ever seen him?
Yeah, I met him.
Yeah, he's cute as a button, ain't he?
Remember, we met him in Hoyle.
Oh, that's right, at the big fireworks display. Yeah, well, I might could fix you up.
All right, good.
Of course, you know, he's a married man. He's faithful to his wife now.
Oh, really?
He is, but I might be able to get you a paper cup full of tapioca.
The Big A presents the Eagles Weekend, beginning tomorrow morning at 6.
Welcome to the hotel. Moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up a Chevy van, and that's all right with me. Looked like a picture she was playing there. Moonlight dancing off her hair.
Yeah, nothing like it, buddy. Nothing like it. Yeah, this is WAPE Jacksonville, where Steve Gannon, Steve Gannon's the big man, the lucky man that reads the question to the answer you heard sometime this afternoon. Tune in. Good gosh almighty, it could be the big one. How we got started.
Well, go ahead, but keep it clean.
Of course, that's the only way I'd ever keep it.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago? It was about 10 years ago. I was at a violin concert. And my wife dragged me to hear a symphony orchestra. And I'm sitting in the audience, and I look up on the stage, and there playing first violin is Robbie. And I know the whole time he's playing, he's looking at me. And I'm starting to fidget my seat, you know, someone staring at you from the orchestra pit like that. Well, I see him scribble something and hand it to one of the ushers. And he goes back and playing his violin, and the usher hands me the note. And written in Robbie's handwriting is a little message that says, "Come backstage after the concert." Well, could you blame me? I'd never been backstage at a symphony hall, so with the purest of intentions, I journeyed backstage. I knocked lightly on his door. There was a little star there. It said, "Monsieur le Robert Rose, first violinist." And he opened the door, and he just had a towel wrapped around him. He said, "Hi, I'm Robbie. Come on in." So he gave me a little glass of white wine, and he told me about his violin career. Well, as I was sipping the wine, the room started spinning, and he just smiled and watched me. It didn't take long to realize I'd been drugged. He'd slipped me a Mickey. And as I dropped the wine glass and fell crashing to the floor, the last vision I had was Robbie moving toward me. Well, the rest is history. What woke me up was the sound of the police battering down the door, and they came crashing in as I regained consciousness and I found myself lying there. I was dressed in a ballet shirt and I had a funny taste in my mouth. Yeah. But I gotta thank you for one thing, though.
What?
Cured my constipation.
I slipped you a Mickey.
You did.
That ain't all I slipped.
The Big Ape has already given away over $30,000 worth of wheels in the autumn of 80. Has already given away over $30,000 worth of wheels in the autumn of 80. But the best is yet to come.
Wild Timothy 3024.
Neat as hell. How about that, Jack?
That was neat.
I got the microphone messed up. I started goofing on the wrong one there for a second.
Oh, don't pick up the FAA microphone and go...
They'll mess up on that one. But I guess better cut out. I'll see you in the morning. I'll see Janet this afternoon when he gives away that whatever it is.
Yeah, 10-4, buddy.
10-4.
All right. Well, grease her in now.
Well, faggot face gonna buzz off now.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Ah, he's swell.
Sorry, I had to bring it up, though.
No, all right, well, as long as it's... Oh, God. Offensive, completely offensive.
Hey.
Well... Oh, God, when in Rome, right?
Yeah, buddy, well... How do you know when you pet elephant has been taking an enema?
That's ridiculous. How do you know when your pet elephant has been taking an enema? How do you know?
You find your garden hose and your waterbed missing.
The Big Ape is giving away $44,000 worth of wheels in the autumn of 80.
Peter Dempsey, now before you leave, I want to point something out.
What's that?
Your fly is open, buddy.
Ooh, geez, thank you. Let me zip it up.
What is that?
What's what?
Is that panty? Are you wearing girls' panties down there?
Well,
come on now. I know the difference between the way the men's bikini briefs look and the women's regular old panties, but that's women's regular panties.
They're panties, all right. What happened was I was going through my drawer this morning. I didn't have a damn pair of clean underwear to wear, and I looked over in the corner, and there was a pair of panties that a high step I had over the grease pile a while ago had left there. I figured, well, that'd be cleaner than what I got, so I put them on, figuring nobody'd ever know.
But I want to tell you something. I would just as soon wear dirty men's underwear as to wear clean women's panties. Have you ever thought what would happen if you walked out of here, walked out there on Highway 17, got hit by a damn Greyhound or a truck or something, and got took down to the hospital there, and they would derobe you and find you with panties on?
Oh, yeah.
Find you wearing women's panties?
Yeah, I guess you gotta...
How do you think that would set with the nurses and everything? What would they write on the report, buddy?
I guess...
Think about it. Here, let me get the keys, old Pontiac here.
I guess you got a point, buddy.
Here, buddy, I just happen to have a clean pair of shorts out there in the back of the Star Chief. Go out there and get them, all right? Take the key, go out there and get them now.
Okay.
All right, go on now. Change them out there. Just get in my back seat and change them, all right? You be better.
Thanks, Oil.
Yeah, buddy.
Oil?
Yeah.
Does this mean I gotta take off the bra, too?
Did I tell you something, buddy? When it comes to training them now, I'm the man to do it. I tell you what. Come home the other day, I think it was last Friday, walk in the damn door, and there's dog poop on the floor.
Big old steaming pile.
So I get down and rub old Sport's nose in it, and then toss him out the damn window, you know?
I
live on the first story.
Yeah?
Didn't do him no harm, but it did to teach him a lesson.
Rub his nose in it and threw him out the window.
That's right. Well, I went hunting the next day, come home at night, and there... Saturday night is a big pile of dog doo.
Again, he ain't learned.
So I doubly rubbed his nose in it, buddy.
Yeah?
I mean, I triply rubbed his nose in it and brutally tossed him out the window. All right. Hang out, go out there Sunday there to have a little picnic with Lily Bell. Come in that night. Dude, he learned his lesson, buddy.
Really?
Got him trained.
I'm proud of you. Congratulations.
Yep.
No dog poop.
No, there was dog poop. But he'd already rubbed his nose in it and jumped out the window.
Lee Merriweather, you look terrific.
W-A-P-E. And you're taking 2 consecutive weeks here. Surely some of that is without pay.
Oh, no. I get 4 weeks this year, buddy.
Four weeks. 4 weeks?
I'm going to take 2 now, and in 6 months, I'm going to take another 2.
Oh, thank God you don't get as many as I do. Oh. And bomb, 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 I ran away to a
mosque, going to throw some rocks. Yeah, well, Dempsey, come on now.
I know you're not going to respect me.
Oh, come on.
Whimpering like this.
I'm very flattered that you would show your emotion that way, and I don't think it makes you any...
You don't think it makes me less a man?
I don't think it makes you any less a man to be crying like that. I feel very flattered that you care that much about not seeing me for 3 weeks.
3 whole weeks?
No, let it out, Dempsey. Come on. Let it out. There you go. I'm sure that makes you feel better.
Oh, God, I'm glad it doesn't... Does it make you think I'm less a man?
Oh, God, no. Come on, Dempsey. Get out of that less a man kick. You're all right. Anyway, I gotta run.
All right, buddy, we'll see you in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'll see you in 3 weeks, you little wimp.
With an old guitar and a song.
Who in the living hell do you think you are, you little tron of
bitch? Get your hands off my ears!
You come in here and try to tell me, try to change my show.
Hey.
Let me show you a thing or two. Hey, welcome to town, Bob. When you see the light at the end of the tunnel, the crawl becomes even more difficult. Speaking of crawling, Julie Williams, time to hit the airwaves. Come on out from under the desk, darling.
You ready?
Yeah, I got my morning fix and everything.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave it with you. Pardon me for leaving the room in its brackish state of disarray.
God, is it a mess.
All right. That's just part of the problem of working with a real man. Until tomorrow, arrivederci.
Happy trails to you.
With someone less fortunate. So I went down to Zone 3. I figured I could find me a Zone 3 resident and probably wasn't going to have no Thanksgiving dinner. I said, I was married at the time, I said to my wife, I said, honey, I'm going to go bring in one of the downtrodden. She said, okay. So I went down there and sure enough.
Yeah, what you want here, white boy? What you want here, white boy?
That's what I heard him saying. I found one. I said, hey. He said, what you want, boss man? I said, how'd you like to come over and have Thanksgiving dinner with me? Grab a couple of your friends. And sure enough, I brought them home to the Grease Palace, and they looked wide-eyed at the opulence, and I fed them hearty. Well, I was sitting there at the dinner table, and suddenly the Zone 3 residents start stealing the silverware. They punched me in the gut, tied me and my wife up, and commenced to raping my daughter. I got the gag off my mouth enough to say to my wife, honey, make sure these guys don't get any dessert. The tour included the Kleenex manufacturing plant, the Kleenex machines, the Kleenex packaging center. But I was most interested in the tour of the president of the Kleenex company's desk. On his desk, he had a big gold-plated... with a little inscription on it. It said, were it not for thee, we would be out of business. And so he had a boogie on his signet ring, and on his it was an incredible experience. About 10 minutes before 9, here at the Big Ape with the Grease Man. Ooh, aerobic dance is the new fun way to lose weight and stay in shape. And classes are now forming at the Y. Relax. And ease the burden of this creative pressure that I'm under daily. Oop, phone's ringing. 358-181 is my number, by the way. Hello.
Are you all ready for a happy turkey day?
I sure am. What about you?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna miss you while you're on vacation.
I know, darling. I'm gonna miss you so bad too.
When are you coming to Savannah?
Well, I'll get up there one of these old days. I tell you what, I done mailed your package.
You did?
I mailed your package. It's a little plastic vial.
I knew it was.
And when you get it, I want you to ingest it immediately.
Okay. Well, I might just save it.
Save it?
Gosh, I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Not everybody gets a present like that every day.
I know, but I don't know if you ought to save it, darling. The shelf life is not too long. Keep in mind, it has no additives or preservatives. Turn around!
I need gratification.
That's right, Michael. That's the real reason I invited you over here. All right, now, it'll go a lot easier on you if you just hold still. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Aunt Harriet. Let me back away. Hello, Aunt Harriet. Hi, how are you?
Why don't you believe me when I say that I love you and say goodbye to you?
Early in the morning. This is Jackson. It's 20 minutes after 9. Jacksonville's Big Abe, Uncle Greasy, here standing by for blessed relief from Steve Plaster. If you can put that hammer down, I'm gonna put that hammer down. I'm gonna put that hammer down. Go home, get under the covies, take a little nappy before I have my Thanksgiving dinner so I can be all perky and fresh. I feel a little feverish. I better take my temperature. Oh, but all I seem to have is a meat thermometer that I was going to put in my turkey. I forgot my regular thermometer. Well, maybe if I grease the meat thermometer really carefully, I can take my temperature with it. Let me add a little KY here. Okay, let me insert it. Ooh! All right. Okay, if I hold real still. Okay, let me remove the thermometer. Ooh, my hemis. Oh, God. Let me see. I don't know if I have a temperature or not. But I know this much. If I were a pork roast, I'd be well done. But anyway, I'm going to leave it with old Steve Plaster. Y'all have a nice Thanksgiving. Raven and Rachie.
You see it. What?
I want you to pick one of them out, and then I want you to flush it.
Tell you what, let me get over here to the switching yard. There's always about 15 or 20.
Yeah, get one over there.
Okay, look at here. Let's get...
We're going to make the newspaper mad at us now.
Let's get the same... Yeah, I just remembered that.
That's
lunatic.
Right.
You want to see a damn lunatic? Catch this.
All right. Whoa. Let's get your sights on it now.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo gonna sue us. They gonna sue us. Blow his horn.
I thought it would bit the dust, I guess.
That's right. Lunatic.
And mother and child, hold the infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
On the 18th hole of the Tournament Players' Championship, watching Irving Jakubowicz attempt to sink a putt that, if successful, will win him $50,000. It's breaking. Oh, no, it looks like it's going to be short. Oh! Wait a minute. Irving's got a knife. Oh, no, he's going to commit hara-kiri. Groundskeeper, would you drag that bleeding corpse off the green, please? All the excitement, the fun, the big bucks of the Tournament Players' Championship. March 16th through March 22nd, and the tickets are selling fast already. Keep in mind, there will be no tickets available at the gate.
Take some good Christmas music. It's time.
All right. But first, we got to do my welcome back song.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to get it right and beyond,
I'm gonna
too.
I'm going to sing along with you when I can.
All right, here
okay.
We go. Happy days are here again. We'll beat up hippies and queers again. And we'll drink our cans of beer again. 'Cause the grease man's back in town. Oh, don't say I broke it wind. Oh, now you made me screw it up. I broke it wind. Happy days are here again. We'll beat up hippies and queers again. You lost up my son! The Greek man's back in town to rock and roll on the big game. Well, thanks for your help.
Anytime.
The Grease Man. We've all got a habit. Some people don't admit it. Some people try to fight it. But we all live for passion. It is the motivation of us all. Whatever we do, wherever we go, with whomever we are, our motivating factor is love. Oh, oh, oh.
Somebody somewhere, in the heat of the night.
Some bready pudding or something, hedgy or musty pudding, huh? But I just so happened to found a record here.
You did find it.
We're going to find out once and for all what kind of pudding everybody's singing about.
Well, why don't you fix it up where when they come into the pudding bit, we can sort of join along.
Here it is, buddy.
Okay.
Now bring us a figgy pudding.
Well, there it is.
That's it.
Listen.
Bring us a figgy pudding. Now bring some rice.
A figgy pudding, buddy.
Figgy pudding.
Figgy, it ain't fudgy.
She was wanting it, wasn't she?
She did. Listen to this with her. She sounds like somebody done implanted a corn cob, doesn't she? But anyway, figgy pudding. And so ends another mystery in the wild world of life.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Mr. Eastman right now is listening on the line. He's listening on that special listen line, and he's listening to this whole damn thing. Mr. Eastman, say, I told you, sir. Give him 2 weeks, he's coming up. He's already slipping off.
I'm doing it from...
He's gotten fat and lazier than he even was before.
Yeah, I'm doing this because of illness, Hoyle.
Who's illness?
I'm sick of this.
All of a sudden, and it was a 120-minute cassette.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the damn thing clicked off after 60 minutes and you had to flip it over.
Yeah, that's only an hour's tape.
Dude. I know. It's only 2 hours when you can flip it over. Well,
yeah.
It just so happened that about an hour into it, I mean, at least expected, a damn clunk. All of a sudden, I hear Steve Plaster on the radio from underneath the bed. Oh!
You mean the tape ran out and the radio turned
on?
Oh,
it was so embarrassing. Boy, did I have to do some talking. Did I have to do some quick thinking and talking, buddy.
Well, she jumped down to see it down there.
Woo! She was mad. She was mad, mad, mad.
I don't blame her. I
told her that I wasn't going to play it for nobody but you. And, you know, she's always been... thought you were kind of special, too.
Oh, really? Oh, so you covered it up.
I covered it. I covered it, but it's thank God she felt the way she does about you. I would have never gotten away with it, buddy.
No hard feelings.
No, there was no hard feelings. As a matter of fact, she left a special message on there for you, buddy.
For me?
That's right, and it's right at the end of the tape, and I've got it run up to the very point. Let me put the cassette in a machine here.
All right.
It's up to the point now where she leaves a special message. You can go listen to the rest of the tape. I don't care, but right here at the very end, it's just real important. She said, this is for Grease Man, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. A male potency pill. There's only one side effect. It'll give you a stiff neck if you swallow it too slowly. Restaurant. And I ordered a steak and a baked potato. Well, the waiter brings out the baked potato first, and he's got his thumb buried in my baked potato. I mean, his thumb is just buried in that thing. I didn't say nothing, you know. I just sat there. And then he comes out with my steak, and his thumb is buried in my steak. I mean, he just got his thumb pressed down in that beef. But I didn't say nothing. What the hell? I ate the whole. I cleaned up my plate real good, and I ordered even some Jell-O for dessert, you know. So he comes out with the bowl of quivering Jell-O, and his thumb ain't in the Jell-O. And that got me to wondering, you know. I said, hey, wait a minute. How come you come out here with your thumb in my baked potato, your thumb in my steak, and you come out with my Jell-O and you ain't got your thumb in it? He said, well, you see, I got arthritis in my thumb, and when I put it in hot stuff like a baked potato or a hot steak, it kind of eases the pain. Of course, Jell-O's cold, and it don't ease nothing, makes it hurt more. So I said, oh, really? You've been using my food for your damn diseases? I said, why don't you go take your thumb and stick it up your butt? He says, oh, I only do that in the kitchen.
Imagine you.